as we script our way into your life. This is the Thursday Good Day program. Imagine already we are into Thursday. Jennifer Horn is here to help us work our way through the important stories of the day, the things that you want to hear discussed, want to know a little more about. Ken Kessler is here monitoring Facebook.com/good. Say it again, Doug. I have the darndest time with Facebook.com/Good Day Show.
Right.
Twitter at Good Day Show. Why I do that? Because I want to do it fast and keep moving. And that's what I'm doing.
It's going really well.
Thank you very much. That's nice. Thank you. How about bans? B-A-N. Bans in the news. Okay, we want to ban plastic guns, right?
Mm-hmm.
Want to ban Super Bowl ads, right?
Of course.
Want to ban the release of the Newtown 911 tapes.
Yep.
How's that all working for you? Well, the plastic gun ban seems to be something that still is in the works, although I'm not sure I completely understand what the House did the other day, other than a lot of people saying they did the right thing by renewing the ban on guns that will not trigger metal detectors. Why they feel like they had to renew it? Did it run out? Was that the deal? It was a sunsetted bill, which is, by the way, brings up a whole other thing. Every bill that gets passed ought to have sunset to it. Anyway, Kenny, what did you start to say?
Yeah, it was the plastic gun ban was set to expire, I think, at the end of the year.
Right. Okay. So what's the Senate going to do to it? A lot of people who are politically motivated think that because the Senate is controlled by Democrats, they're going to try to throw in an additional ban for plastic guns. The plastic gun phenom starts with the 3D printer, and now, these types of guns are being manufactured in various places, not only in our country, but around the world. Should they be banned completely because they offer a threat that isn't recognized? No, wasn't recognized, certainly 25 years ago. Who thought anybody was going to make a plastic gun? You'd think from the very definition of plastic that the heat generated when the firing pin is released and the explosion of the gun pushes the bullet out, that would melt the barrel, right? Wouldn't you think that?
You would think that.
Apparently, that's not the case with these. Or are they throwaway guns? Use them one time and they're done?
Well,
is that it?
You know, I don't know that, but I know that this was passed 25 years ago. This is a ban that's 25 years old. And what passed yesterday through the House was a 10-year extension of it. But Chuck Schumer wants to continue this. He says the ban's better than nothing, but he wants to try to make a tougher bill. By next week, he wants to put something forth through the House so that they can try to make this even tougher. So
what he wants to do is make sure that critical parts of the gun be made of metal so that they can't be detached, and they can be, when you put it through the X-ray machine at the airport, they can be detected, or with the X-ray machine at the Capitol building, they can be connected to the X-ray machine wherever there's an X-ray machine. That's what
right.
he wants to do.
And you're right about 3D printers being the new thing that
Good
makes
Lord.
This especially important, because that's the loophole. That's where people can just print out anything that they want, made of whatever they want.
Please, somebody help me with that technology. How in the name
it's
of heaven?
It's so crazy.
And by the way, they're cheap. You can buy one of these 3D printers now for less than $1,000.
I have to tell you, I went to, because the only time I've seen one, like up close
a
with my own
gun,
two
you've
eyes.
Seen one? I've never seen one. What do they look like?
Oh, well, this is what I'm going to tell you. So I'm at this, and this is weird. Hold on. Get ready to trip over the name I'm going to drop. Are you ready?
Okay. Yeah.
Jay Leno. Jay Leno's Garage. Okay.
Yes. Right.
Didn't meet Jay, though. Bummer. But, you walk through one side, you see all of his cars, then you walk into his shop. And they take you up to this big thing. They're like, oh, you're not going to believe
it. You can go through, tourists can go through his garage?
No, you have to be invited.
pardon me while you do drop that name. Okay.
But they walk you up and they say, okay, you're not going to believe your eyes with this. It's a machine that's taller than I am. Now, I'm like 5'9 and a half, 5'10.
Yeah, very tall.
So it's probably about like 6 feet tall. And it looks like a vending machine. It looks like you'd put a couple of bucks in and you get a bag of potato chips. And that's really what it looks like in the front. Plastic, clear plastic in the front. And then it's got like a big mechanical arm in there and like a press.
Right.
And literally, they plug a computer in, they type in the specifications, and this thing drops enough plastic to create it up to specification exactly what they're looking for. Because it's cheaper for them at Jay Leno's Garage to have this machine than to try to search over the world for little parts on all these different exotic cars.
I've got 100 pieces. I have a lot of older farm equipment, whether it be
this
balers,
well for you,
rake, mowing machine. And we have, because the stuff is so old, we have to make a lot of the parts. Yesterday, John, who's my mechanic on the farm, said he's redoing a feed mixer. Now, those of you who are on the dairy farms know what a feed mixer is. Put all the feed in, and the components inside is an auger, and it mixes it up, and you feed it out, everything all mixed together. And anyway, so he's working on it, and he has to do some tin work to it, and there was a gear that was broken, and a piece of a chain that needed another link, and that kind of stuff. And, yeah, I mean, we have so much old stuff around, we can find these bits and pieces here and there. But there is an occasion. Mm-hmm. We have some corn choppers that they don't make knives anymore for. So the corn chopper, when you can't, we keep going around and buying old heads from these old corn choppers
right.
so that we can take the parts off of them to use them. If we had a 3D printer, we could just make one of the knives.
At some point, this will be the option for you when it gets to be cheap enough, you know, for you to think that it makes sense. But it's incredible to watch because you can, anything, and it just drops the mold and it, and it goes. Yeah. Now, they're even talking about 3D printers for food. So they would, I guess, have, you know, food product in there if you design something.
Mark Sander will be right on top of that.
Crazy.
Yeah, and they'll try to control it as well. 888-302-3684. All right, Todd's in Florida. Wants to talk about the gun control ban or the possibility of a ban, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All right, Todd, the floor is yours, as it were. This is a virtual floor, though.
Okay. Good morning, Doug. How are you doing out there?
Well, we're fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. That doesn't work right now, but I heard your story this morning about the new gun law that Congress is passing or renewing.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it's a redundant law. Let's go back, let's step back in time a little bit. 25 years ago, the first plastic gun bill to talk about was passed because of the Glock pistol. The powers that be in Congress thought the Glock could not be seen through a metal detector airport, which was completely false, considering about 80% of the gun is all metal in the Glock pistol. Secondly, the bill that they just extended now, the plastic bill, even though you can make a plastic gun that will fire, the bill is redundant because the 1968 Gun Control Act that was passed states on the Colorado firearm that every weapon manufactured in the United States must have a metal barrel and a metal trigger mechanism. And the reason I know this, I've been a federal firearms dealer for years and years now, held a license for years for this.
All right, so what's the problem with the bill and it being renewed?
There's really no problem. It's another redundant bill because it was already a law on the books, the 1968 Gun Control Act, that states that every gun manufactured, that would include 3D guns, have to have a metal barrel.
Let me probe a little further with this with you, though, if you don't mind. You said you were a dealer.
Right.
What sort of, in terms of not necessarily getting it through an X-ray machine, but just in general, the value of a plastic gun in the marketplace. How many can you sell a lot of these if you can get a hold of them?
Well, it's actually, yes, you could. There's probably a big seller. There's actually a company manufacturing guns for sale with 3D printed plastic guns from a company from Texas that's doing that. But again, they're putting metal blocks and metal trigger mechanisms and barrels in them. But actually,
it'll comply with this new law or the old law.
To comply with the 1968 Gun Control Act, yes, and to comply with the new law, which they
Do you have a problem with that, with having a gun that has to have metal, some metal component to it? Do you have a problem with that?
No, I have no problem at all with that. I don't have any problem with that. I don't see any reason to have a problem with that.
So the only thing that you're concerned, if I hear you correctly, the only thing you're concerned about is the fact that the bill is redundant, there's already something on the books. But you know as well as I do that these guys, when they want to make a point, most people don't know what's on the book. I mean, consider how many millions of laws have been passed in this country.
And nobody knows.
And nobody knows what the laws are. Nobody pays attention. Even the law enforcement people.
The law is crazy.
Yeah. So what they do is they pass another one so that everybody, wow, look at the great work these guys are doing. And it takes persons like you, people like you, who know that there is, you know, a certain anachronistic foolishness to this, that just when you swallow the idea of having another law. We have so many laws that aren't enforced now. Why add another one? And it's purely for political purposes, for puffery, and so they can go back to their constituents. Look at what we're doing to protect you. And some guy like you stands up and said, but Senator, these laws are already on the books. And the senator goes, next question.
Why? We don't need more law?
All right. Okay, Todd, good point. Thanks for making it. 888-302-3684. 16 after on a good day.
Perry locked himself out of his car. Should he A, call his amateur wrestler friend with fists of steel, or B, get roadside assistance from the Geico mobile app? The correct answer is B. The Geico mobile app uses GPS, so Perry can get roadside assistance quickly without saying a word. It's like telepathy. Perry's steel-fisted friend would dent up the door and break stuff. Geico's mobile app is speedy and makes it easy for Perry to get roadside assistance with the tap of his finger.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app.
You hear that rattle, kid? That's an unbalanced condenser fan. That's bad. Unbalanced things break. Broken things cost money. Spending money leads to unbalanced budgets. That's why I like Grainger. They balance my needs with my budget. Grainger has counterweights, fan blades, motors, everything we need to keep this place humming. Not rattling. Humming. The Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey fans, how would you like to show off your little one dressed in your favorite team's gear to attend the Tournament of Roses Parade and VIP passes to this season's Rose Bowl in Pasadena? Simply enter the Exergen Future Fan Photo Contest. Follow Exergen on Instagram and Twitter and let them take you to the granddaddy of them all. Then post a photo of your favorite football fan on Instagram or Twitter with the hashtag Future Fan Contest to be entered for your opportunity to win. Visit Instagram.com/ExergenCorp for entry details, official rules, and how to win. No purchase necessary to enter or win.
Hi friends, Doug Steffen here with today's Mom Knows Best Cold Season Tip, brought to you by our friends at Exergen. It's the holiday season, and you know what that means. Family get-togethers, lots of parties, lots of germs. We always tell our children to cover your mouth when you cough, but the trick is not to do it with your hands. Make sure to teach them to cough into their sleeve so the germs are less likely to get passed on to the next person.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
And right now, save 50% on our best-selling signs and banners. Design online, pick up in store, same day. See staples.com/same-day-print for details. Staples. Make more happen.
Stetson. This holiday season, remember,
easy for you.
A Stetson man helps a stranger change a tire in the middle of a snowstorm and then scrapes the ice off the car windows just for good measure. Through blizzards, he rides horses 500 under the hood. He always seems to save the day with a steady hand and a warm smile. A Stetson man may work hard, but he never works hard at smelling good. This holiday season, live the legend. Stetson cologne for men.
We were talking about the bill that was passed first in the 80s to ban plastic guns. In the 80s, there were two defining moments in sports, too. The 86 World Series and the Buffalo Wild Wings 82 pepperoni pockets with cheese and pepperoni wrapped in pizza dough. Try this throwback today along with their Hog Mild to Wild fries at Buffalo Wild Wings. They have wings, beer, and sports. Speaking of sports and bans and all that good stuff, the NFL and their ban on the ad for the gun dealer. How's that working for them?
It's working great for the gun.
Working great for the gun manufacturer.
Everybody's been playing it.
My God, isn't that amazing? Okay, the 2020 News Quiz question focusing on Onyango Obama. Why is Onyango
Obama? It's American like apple pie.
Obama. Why is... Oh, yeah, and what town does he live in? There's a special connection, that's why I asked that.
Okay, so who is he and what town does he live in?
888-302-3684.
Onyango.
More importantly, why is he in the news this week? Onyango Obama. He's been in the news before. Why is he in the news again? 888-302-3684. Onyango. No, we love saying that. Onyango Obama. Nice.
His middle name's Okech, so he's triple O's, actually.
Onyango Okech Obama.
Yeah.
Triple A 302-3684.
Initial here.
Okay, all right.
In EC
e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig a long time ago. LeCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware, and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Today to figure out whether the X Factor contestants are better than The View or vice versa, as we have the first part of the X Factor from last night. That's the Simon Cowell's show. This is a group called Restless Road, which I think is one of Simon's groups. Is it not, Jennifer? Are you sticking to this? You
keep and this is interesting.
How so?
Is this Red by Taylor Swift that they're singing?
Yes. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So why do you make that observation with a question
mark? Because it barely sounded like it, and so I was like, is this Ed by Taylor Swift?
All right, crank it up a little, see if we can find more familiarity, Michael. You can hear it over the stupid screen with those 12-year-old girls there. We're getting love's life, trying to love somebody, never met. Listen to those screaming kids.
Arrangement. I don't think I love it, but I think it's an interesting arrangement of the song.
All right, so what is the song about? Which one of her boyfriends is this about?
I think this is the Jake Gyllenhaal album. I believe most of the songs on Red are about Jake.
Okay.
But I don't know for sure. I wasn't there.
Simon liked his group and their performance, so that was good. X Factor on Good Day, 25 after the hour. The only X Factor from the late night shows was Conan O'Brien. He's the only one live last night, so here he is with a little joke about one of our favorite punching bags.
Obamacare, still struggling to get off the ground. You're aware of that, right? This has been a struggle. Yes, yes. Experts say now that the success or failure of Obamacare will depend on whether or not young people sign up. Which is why, as of today, Obamacare covers medical marijuana. They just made that announcement.
There's an idea, actually.
Yes, there is an idea, right. 888-302-3684. Okay, Wendy Williams, one of my favorite daytime talk hosts, because she's really good at answering audience members' questions about various issues. Here she talks to one of her, one of the viewers in the audience about parenting. This woman's child seems to be out of control. Here's Wendy's advice.
I have a 17-year-old son. He's a high school senior. Great kid. Although he's a great kid, kids can be kids. So I'm the bad cop mom, and my husband is very passive in parenting. So I'd like to find out how I can not be too prying with my son, but not let him get away with murder.
Well, he's already gotten away with a lot at 17. So you'll have to subtly change your parenting style to be a little bit more, you know, in your face. If one parent is going to be permissive and passive, and 17
I
is a very...
I signed off also.
You signed
so
off?
I let my husband do the parenting, and he talked to him, hopefully, about all the boy stuff. My biggest issue is I don't want him to be young and, you know, making poor decisions as far as girls are concerned.
Getting somebody pregnant.
I'm not worried about, like, drinking. And that's my concern, honestly.
Getting somebody pregnant.
Yeah, because he's girl crazy, and he's a very handsome young man. So my concern...
Continue conversation with him. You know, step up your conversation. And there's nothing prying. As long as you say it and don't laugh, there's nothing prying about a mother's conversation with her kids. I find that some of the most ridiculous things my son and I talk about, but as long as I don't laugh, you know... then he will continue talking, even though I want to laugh or, you know, smack him in the head. Yeah, so you don't have to ask your husband's permission to step up and figure out what's going on with your son.
Yeah, I've always wondered about that. Mm-hmm. Parents who don't agree with each other about how to raise children. How'd you get married in the first place?
Yeah, you got to have that nailed down
first. How do you not
first.
Know what each other is going to say or do? Another example of people not being prepared for marriage. Mr. Bashir announced his resignation yesterday, and already, Jennifer, there are Twitter posts to try to get him back. Petitions, Kenny, right? To try to get Bashir back to MSNBC? Hello?
Yeah, it's crazy. It's all over Twitter.
He resigned. He wasn't fired.
Well, he was told, you know, either resign or get fired.
Yeah, I think it almost would have looked better for MSNBC to hack him.
Yeah, well, they don't have the courage to do that. Like the last mother who just was on with Wendy Williams. Okay, the 2020 News Quiz question. We're looking for the identity of Oyango Obama. We kind of know who he is, but why is he in the news this week? 20 and after on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Ron Reagan and David Frum. Coming right up, the House fight to end workplace discrimination.
Welcome back to Science Today. And we already have our next caller. Welcome. Who's this?
Hi, I'm Philip.
Hello, Philip. You sound really young.
Not really. I'm 9.
Oh, wow. You're still in elementary school, right?
Does that matter?
Oh, no, not at all. What's your question?
Well, I know the molecular formula for water is H2O. I also know that hydrocarbon is CH3CH250CH3. Glucose is C6H12O6. The general formula for an alkene is CnH2n+2. But what I can't seem to find is any scientific formula for Bob.
Bob?
My goldfish.
Are you ready for kids who eat healthy? Good nutrition can lead to great things. To find out how a healthy lifestyle can help your child succeed, go to mypyramid.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council and USDA.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Reagan and Frum. Should House Republicans allow a floor vote on ENDA, that is the bill prohibiting workplace discrimination against the LGBT community?
You're seeing here a great national change of mind. I think a lot of these questions are going to solve themselves with a lot less acrimony over the next 3, 5, 8 years. So my instinct on social change is that things go better when government follows society rather than tries to lead society.
Wouldn't this be, you know, a good start? Not and just as well.
It would for approximately half the Republican Party, but for the very conservative Tea Party-ish other half of the Republican Party, this would be a death wish. You can't go anywhere near this sort of thing. Why are gay rights less serious than minority rights, racial minority rights?
I'm Mark Green. That was your Both Sides Minute with Ron Reagan and David Frum.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Baby, on the night you said you would. It's funny things that I remember when I'm feeling good. A dollar in my pocket and a catfish on my line.
Now 33 after the hour. It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, and you, most importantly, discussing some of the issues of the day, the things that people are talking about. We address the issues with some facts. Hopefully there are a few facts, and then it goes where it goes. I'm traveling across the country, driving a vehicle from Tucson, where I started yesterday, and it was 84 degrees when I left Tucson. I am in a community about an hour west of Amarillo, and it is now 24 degrees here. So in one day, I went 648 miles, I think, and I lost 60 degrees in temperature, and I'm in front of a storm and behind a storm. Mm-hmm. So I'm keeping my fingers crossed.
You stay right there in this sweet spot.
Create the eye as
a good day bubble
moving. Yeah, right, exactly. Let's hope that the bubble
it's
continues.
Really funny because everybody across the country will laugh at all of us. It's they're doing winter storm warnings in Los Angeles, freeze warnings.
Really?
Because it's going to get to be like, I don't know, a high of 50 one of the like, when the high is 50, that's really cold for Los Angeles, and people start to get crazy and pull out their UGG boots and hats. And
well, they did. Yesterday in Tucson, it was the same thing.
Yeah.
When I did the program from the studios of The Truth, and as I was listening to them and their weather forecasts, because they're connected to a television station there as well, it was very interesting to listen to people talk about it being cold there, and cold for them, as you just suggested, with 50 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
Now, where I am now is cold. I said last night, I was on the phone, talking to a friend, and it was cold. I was dressed for cold weather. I mean, for warm weather, and it was cold. So now I'm dressed for something different. Roberto will be happy to have my corduroys with me, so I'm going to be
set. You'll be all toasty warm.
I'll be better shape than you can possibly imagine. 888-302-3684. All right, before we get back to some of the news of the day, well, this is about the news. The 2020 News Quiz question is always about the news of the day, and I've asked for Onyango Obama who is the president's uncle, to be more clearly defined. What is there about him that we need to know? Why is he in the news, et cetera? Jesse's listening in Hickory, North Carolina, to one of the longest-standing Good Day affiliates. Hello, Jesse. Welcome to Good Day.
Morning.
Morning to you,
Morning.
Sir. So why is Onyango Obama in the news?
Well, because he's supposed to have left the country years ago, and he's still here, and he's the president's uncle.
Well, that's
that's about right.
That's a cursory explanation of what's going on. Yeah, his Kenyan-born uncle has remained in the United States, even though he was deported. So, and what is there? When you connect, you are connected, and when you're connected, you can do things that others could not. How many people have been deported that had the same rendering or reckoning that was aimed at them, and they couldn't stay, but this guy could, obviously because of his connections. So yesterday, Judge Leonard Shapiro made a decision to allow Mr. Obama, who ignored the deportation order, and by the way, this has been, he was ordered deported about 20 years ago, and he was ordered deported, I think, earlier this year when he was arrested for drunk driving in Framingham.
That'll do it.
He lives in Framingham.
He's your neighbor.
Well, he's not my neighbor, but he's
You know,
he's
I think
town.
I should task you with something for the show, Dougie.
Yeah, okay, Jennifer.
I think
yeah.
you need to go befriend Onyango.
Really? I don't know where he lives. You know, the people on my side of town don't mix with the people on the other side of town.
Well, so, you know what? Just this once, I'm sure it'll be okay.
All right, anyway. So, Onyango Obama was not deported. And he was given permission to stay now in the United States by Judge Leonard Shapiro. As a matter of fact, Mr. Obama testified that he'd lived in the United States for 50 years, had been a hard worker, paid income tax, had been arrested only once, and that was when he was drunk and he ran into a police car in Framingham. Testified he came to the U.S. from Kenya in 1963 and has not been back to Kenya since then. His status did not become public until the arrest for drunken driving. White House said it expected the case to be handled like any other immigration case. Of course. Right. All right, so that's the story. Jesse, you did a good job. If you'll hold on just a second. Well, by the way, I'm just curious, what's the weather like in Hickory today?
It's light rain, and it's fairly warm.
Yeah, I think you're getting the tail end of the storm. What's it called? What's the storm's name, Jennifer? You said there was a name for this storm.
Oh, no, I don't think I did.
Who did that? Kenny, you said there was a name? I heard a name. Somebody had a name. Michael, did you use a name?
Yeah, there's a different storm, though.
Oh, another storm. Okay.
Yeah, this one's going from Texas up to Ohio.
Right. All right, so anyway, Jesse, you're a good man. Hold on just a second. We'll take good care of you. 888-302-3684, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Speaking of the president, he addressed the issue of income inequality yesterday in what was billed as a major economic speech. He said the combined trends of increased inequality and decreasing mobility pose a fundamental threat to the American dream, our way of life, and what we stand for around the globe. He proposed a series of course, new laws and policies to correct the problems. Among his proposals, higher minimum wage. Isn't the strike for the fast food workers scheduled for today? This next round of strikes against fast food chains?
I believe so. You got to be careful. Different. You may have a delay when you're going through the drive-thru, Dougie.
Yeah. Come on. Will you please with this? It's just more of the same foolishness. You know, it's very interesting. If you want to examine the union movement in this country, this may be a unique perspective, but I'm going to drop it on you anyway. Yesterday we were talking about Detroit declaring bankruptcy and what that means. The reason Detroit, we didn't say this yesterday, the reason Detroit is bankrupt is because of the union movement. The union movement, which was swell in its inception for all the people that worked in
something.
Right. Now, what it means is, and you can see it in government, you can see it in government all over the place. All over the place in government.
You don't need a union to sue anymore, by the way. I mean, everybody can sue for themselves.
Yeah, but that's not the point. The point is that the United States is racked now because we have these pension deals that we can't afford, whether it's public or private. And so all these companies have declared bankruptcy. The city of Detroit has declared bankruptcy because it can't meet its obligations. And that's because there are not taxes coming in to pay the bills. And there aren't taxes coming in because people are moving out because people can't find jobs in Detroit because the union movement has cooked the possibilities of being able to stay in large scale. in Detroit. The union guys at $29 an hour making cars don't stack up against those who work in the right right to work states in the South, where they can they're happy to work for $15, $16, $17, $18 an hour to build the same cars. So that's why Detroit is bankrupt. That's why the idea of a minimum wage is bankrupt, and that's why people who are trying to get, and now the unions, because they can't, you know, not really behind a lot of skilled workers anymore. They have to, in order to exist, they got to do fast food workers. I'm not looking down my nose at fast food workers, but there's a long way from people making whatever they do, $10 an hour, if you want to use that as a reasonable wage for working in one of these fast food restaurants. How that's a long way to $29 from there. But what some of the people, a lot of the people that are there are illegals. A lot of people that are there don't speak English. We all know that. I mean, going to one of these fast food restaurants, especially in this part of the country where I am, Arizona and New Mexico and Texas, they're barely able to speak English. So, in fact, why do they deserve? I asked that question. Why do they deserve getting the minimum wage? I just think. Why is there a minimum wage?
Exactly. I think we should just dump it. I mean, fair markets should dictate what people are earning. Yes.
It's frustrating. Okay. Also, there was a new poll out yesterday revealing that most of the millennials, the young people to whom the health care law was aimed, supposedly, the poll suggests that about 20% of young Americans defined as millennials between 18 and 29 years of age plan to sign up for Obamacare. So that was the main thrust, to give younger people access to health care.
And the young ones have to be in on it to pay for the old ones that are in on it.
I guess that's
what they want. The reason that they're marketing it to young people is that they need those people to sign up to cover the bulk of the cost.
Yeah. In a moment, our Christmas star of the day, who is Kanisha Kay, will join us here on Good Day. It all rhymes. Cool.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
What up? Evan here. Question. You like apples? I'll get to that in a minute. First, check out my motorcycle. Flames? Yep. Saddlebags? Yep. Room for two? Negatory! Sorry, ladies. I ride solo. Now, wait for it. How you like them apples? Aw, don't cry. Insuring this beast was crazy easy. Called Geico and boom, saved enough to buy a sidecar. Now, if you dry your tears, I might just let you ride in it.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
As 2013 comes to a close, it's time to reflect and look back on the year that was. Each year at this time, Yahoo reveals the year's most popular web searches, shedding light on the people and news stories that had the world buzzing the most. Looking at the daily search habits of millions of people worldwide, Yahoo is able to capture a snapshot of society through online behavior. Carolyn Clark, web trend analyst for Yahoo.
This year, searchers on Yahoo anticipated the arrival of the royal baby and Kimmy's offspring, Northwest. They searched for details on the trials of Jody Arias, George Zimmerman, and news on Paula Deen's racism case. Questions about Obamacare dominated searches online. And lest we forget, Miley Cyrus rose to the top of the Yahoo Year in Review after teaching everyone what twerking was all about.
To find out who or what captivated us the most this year, check out yearinreview.yahoo.com. That website, again, is yearinreview.yahoo.com.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
This holiday season, shop at Sports Authority, where you'll find there's nothing like the gift of sport. We've got the brands you love and thousands of items on sale now. And here's our gift to you. Now through Saturday, when you spend $100 or more, you'll get a $20 cash card free. Plus, we're giving away hundreds and hundreds of prizes in our $500,000 Gift of Sport Holiday Sweepstakes. So visit sportsauthority.com today to enter and see official rules. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Sports Authority. All things sporting good.
As you know, music is an important part of our culture, our heritage, And I'm happy to spend as much time as I can, even though this is not a music show, obviously, but music is part of culture and our environment is important, especially this time of year. So we have, during this part of the program, as many days as we can, almost every day of the week, between now and Christmas, we're going to have a Christmas Star of the Day, and we are happy to meet Kanisha. Kanisha Kay is a 20-year-old singer. We've been specializing in younger singers this week. This is one of the first songs recorded by Kanisha. Not a Christmas song, obviously. It's the cover of that song by Maxine Nightingale back in the 70s, Lead Me On. But very nicely done, Kanisha. Congratulations. Very good job.
Thank you so much.
All right, so you're from Michigan, eh? Did you hear me talking about Detroit going bankrupt?
No, I didn't hear that one.
That's all right. You probably didn't miss much. You and your family are all kind of musically oriented, are they not?
Yes, definitely.
What brought you around to thinking that you could sing? Did you used to sing by yourself? Did somebody hear you singing? What made you a star at this age?
Well, my mom actually heard me singing around eighth grade, and I was just singing in my room to, you know, a CD of Alicia Keys, and she came upstairs and was, like, confused, because I never pursued singing. I never really wanted to. I always played other instruments. So she asked me, was that you singing in there? And I was like, yeah. And she's like, well, I think you should try singing. Like, let's get you into some sort of lesson or something like that, because that was really good, and I'm just kind of, you know, sitting there like, what are you talking about, you know? But then I took a couple of vocal lessons and from a friend of ours, and it just was kind of stuck. So that ninth grade year, I joined choir in high school, and that's kind of where it went from there.
Good for you. Let's listen to a piece of the Christmas album. I Found Love Just in Time for Christmas is a Christmas single, which is the most added song on AC adult contemporary radio stations across the country. So for that, you are to be congratulated.
Thank you so much.
Let's listen to a piece of this, Michael.
I found love just in time for Christmas. What a lovely Christmas. Spending it with you. I found love just in time for Christmas.
So you got this recorded at the Capitol Records studio where Frank Sinatra, the Beach Boys, lots of big stars. You wanted to use that same studio. How did it feel? Did you pinch yourself when you were in there?
Most definitely. It was, like, so surreal, and it just did not feel like, you know, I'm young, so it didn't feel like I was supposed to be there. But, you know, actually being there was so much inspiration for me that it was just, it surprisingly was comforting being there with all the people I was with, because they were all so nice and so helpful to me. So after a while, you know, it was just really cool, and I just enjoyed the experience and, you know, did the best that I could. So it was really, really cool.
Where does all this go for you, Kanisha?
Well, I'm just hoping that, you know, I can do well in the industry. I really love singing, and I hope that, you know, this is the right path for me, because I enjoy it so much.
So you have been supported by some people who have figured that you're going places. If I understand correctly, your debut album has a lot of session players in it that are pretty high on the list of important singers. Bob Seger, Jackson Brown, Warren Zevon, James Taylor working on this with you. Is that right?
Definitely. They were all there, which was so crazy. I mean, they would come in or they would send us tracks or whatever it was, but Robin Robbins was my producer on my self-titled album, and he had those relationships, so he kind of just would sit down with me and say, you know, it would be really cool for this part, and he would say a name, and I'd just be like, are you serious? Like, that's a possibility? So it was really fun and really crazy, you know, for me, and a couple of them, I'm not going to lie, I'm kind of young, so I had to look them up, but once I saw it, I was like, whoa.
Yeah. Right. Who are these people? All right, so let's finish our conversation by listening to another single from this debut album that we started with Lead Me On. This is My Another Day. And again, this is something that not only the Christmas music is a good focus, but also encouraging new young artists is part of what I like to do here. So if you want to check out her music, go to KanishaKMusic.com, KanishaKMusic.com. Kanisha, congratulations. Merry Christmas. Good work. Keep it up. 51 after on Good Day.
My another day. Never thought I'd be here. After
after the hopeless tears, smiling.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now, 53 after the hour on your Doug Steffen Good Day program. We're into Tech Talk time now. Jennifer and Kenny and me for this Thursday, December the 5th, and Shelley Palmer, who is with us every day at this time, reporting on some nuance in the technology world, has a conversation with you today about reasons to hold off on buying the new Xbox One and the PS4 this holiday season. So you'll want to know why he thinks you ought not to buy these. Stand by for that answer in just a moment here on Good Day.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Ugh, cold winter weather. It makes my skin so dry, itchy, and irritated. Can I get some help, please, for this winter skin of mine?
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing has the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available. Its 7 moisturizers help heal skin, so you'll stop itching and start feeling relief fast.
Ah, my skin feels like it's been on vacation, even with 10 inches of snow outside.
Itch-free, worry-free, Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, could robots of the future be powered by urine? A team of scientists in the UK have developed a system that could keep robots powered for a long time on nothing more than our bodily waste. The system centers around an artificial heart, which provides a microbial fuel cell with the urine it needs to turn waste into electricity. The fuel cells contain microorganisms that convert the urine into electrons, which are then harvested into electrical current. The pumping device can be pinged with an electrical current to force urine into the fuel cell. This latest idea marks the fourth generation of what is known as ecobots. Previous versions were powered by rotten produce, dead flies, wastewater, and sludge. Now, this latest iteration has ample fuel available, as the scientists have suggested the robots could refuel from public lavatories. The system uses less electricity than it provides, but isn't very efficient. So don't worry about running into robots in public restrooms anytime soon. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer, or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Steffen's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Well,
Ring-a-ding-ding. The year was 1936, and Leo and Lillian Goodwin were hot to trot for the world to save some big bucks on automotive insurance. So they opened up a little joint called Geico. Geico had the goods for all the dolls and Joes who were keen on swell service and keeping the cabbage.
Flash forward over 75 years, and Geico is still helping customers save money every day and with 97% customer satisfaction. Today, the peeps would refer to that as pretty darn tight.
Geico, saving people money for over 75 years.
Ugh, cold winter weather. It makes my skin so dry, itchy, and irritated. Can I get some help, please, for this winter skin of mine?
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing has the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available. Its 7 moisturizers help heal skin, so you'll stop itching and start feeling relief fast.
Ah, my skin feels like it's been on vacation, even with 10 inches of snow outside.
Itch-free, worry-free, Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
Interesting technology leaders in terms of people who are investing. You know, our Dream Big America contest, Jennifer, we have here every week, looking for the next entrepreneur for there to be investments in. It's kind of like Shark Tank. I think we say Shark Tank meets American Idol.
Up and
anyway,
businesses, sure.
Yeah, investors are always looking for something that will have big growth opportunities.
Yeah, next big thing.
Yep. There are now some major trades going on. There was an investment, for example, LinkedIn. When it went public, market value of that is now $25 billion. Do you believe that? LinkedIn and some of these other outfits. What is what? Facebook is worth how much?
A lot.
I'm sorry, I said 200. Huh? Sorry, go ahead.
I think a lot is the term. Facebook's worth a lot.
I'm just looking around at people that are trying to find. There's so much money around, and it's all looking for high tech. Mm-hmm. The money world is fascinated with high tech. So somebody's looking for the next Apple, I suppose, maybe.
Yeah.
They're looking for the next big... There's interestingly enough, a lot of people looking and investing in these 3D printers that we've been talking about. There are various venture capitalists that are all over this, and that's one of the reasons that they've become as cheap as they have. I think that's pretty interesting. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day Program.
This holiday season, remember,
easy for you.
A Stetson man helps a stranger change a tire in the middle of a snowstorm and then scrapes the ice off the car window just for good measure. Through blizzards, he rides horses 500 under the hood. He always seems to save the day with a steady hand and a warm smile. A Stetson man may work hard, but he never works hard at smelling good. This holiday season, live the legend. Stetson cologne for men.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity mineral makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLuHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.